Proverbs chapter 4. I suppose if I titled the message tonight, I would do it one of two ways. Are we on the right path? That would be the first. Are we on the right path? And then perhaps we could subtitle it, Light Determines Right, and Right Determines Light. Are we on the right path? Right determines light, and light determines right. Proverbs chapter 4. And we'll read verses 14 through 19. The whole chapter is worth reading, but we'll just read chapter 4, verses 14 through 19. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they've done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail or to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and they drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They stumble not, they know not at what they stumble. This is, of course, the words of a father to his son. These are the words of the Holy Spirit to every believer, but in the more particular case, this is Solomon giving instruction to his children. And he said in verse 2, I'm giving you good doctrine. And doctrine is important. From doctrine comes duty and deportment. And so it's important that we have good doctrine. And in the course of giving them good doctrine, he talks about the path that they choose to walk. Life is indeed like a journey. It is likened unto taking a walk from one point to another. We begin our journey at the day of our birth, and we end our journey on the day that God appoints. And we are on this journey, and we have a choice on our journey which path we'll take. And the writer is trying to impress upon his son that there are really only two paths. There is the path of the just and the path of the wicked. There are really only two kinds of people in the world. There are those that are saved, those that are unsaved. The word just would be the word saved. It's a shortened form of the word justified. To be just means that you are fair, means that you are right, that you are doing right and living right and thinking right and acting right. And there is none right or righteous but Christ, but God. And those who have been clothed in His righteousness. Those who, because of Calvary, have been declared justified or just or right. So that's the saved. Everyone else would fall into the category of the wicked. We too were there. We were sinners, estranged from God, going our own way, practicing evil and wickedness. Not that our heart, not that our intent was every time we woke up to do evil or do wicked, but we did what we wanted to do. We did what pleased the flesh. We did what the world was doing, and therefore we were in the path of the wicked. All through the New Testament, it's very clear that once you're in the just, once you are among the just or the saved, your walk is supposed to be different. All the time, Paul reminds the churches that he had a hand in starting and teaching and equipping. He said, you used to walk in darkness. And if we look at the text here in Proverbs chapter 4, the way of the wicked is as darkness, verse number 19. You used to walk in darkness. You were in the kingdom of darkness. But now are ye light. Walk therefore as children of the light. And so there are two pathways here. The one, the path of the just, is as the shining light. And the second is the path or way of the wicked is as darkness. And they know not at what they stumble. So we're thinking tonight about the path of the just. If you would, go back with me for a moment to the first time we find the word just in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. Just again, so we are starting our thought tonight on the right page or the right foundation. The first time we find the word just, Genesis chapter 6. And it's in reference to a man by the name of Noah. And in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, the scripture tells us these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. The idea of the word perfect there, the foundation of the Hebrew word, is to be upright or to be right, to be upstanding and right in all that you do. So he was just and right. But just to help us understand what to be a just man means, look at chapter 7 and verse 1. The Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. I'm glad that when God looks at me, he can see me righteous. Because others who look at me might miss it. And others who looked at Noah might have missed it. But God said, in my sight, your standing before me is you are righteous in my eyes. And that's what a saved person is. We've been declared righteous. It's a legal transaction that took place at Calvary. Because we repented of sin and put our faith and trust in Christ, we've been declared righteous. So we are now just men and just women. The path of the just. So having tried to narrow down who a just person is, now I need to point out that if there's a path of the just, it seems pretty clear that God intends for the just to walk in a certain way, to follow a certain path. It is not that we're going along the path and suddenly, like Saul of Tarsus, we have a vision. We understand our sinful condition. We humble ourselves and fall before God, cry out for mercy, and then get up and go on about our business just like we did before. Saul didn't do that. Saul said at that encounter with the Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Say, Lord, you show me where to go now. I was going here, now where do I go? And from that point on, he's looking for the direction of the Lord, and his pathway changes. He's walking in a new path. Make no mistake about it, Christian. If you are saved, and you're redeemed, and you're justified, God expects you to walk in a certain path. He expects you to walk in a certain way. He has a walk for you. And a walk means you're moving on. A walk means that you are not sitting still. You are going. The path of the just the just man is a man on the move, if you please. He's not sitting still. He's going somewhere. He's following the will of the master. So, all that aside, now let's think about the statement of the text. Verse 18. Knowing who the just man is and that he has a path, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I would like you to think now about the path in two aspects. The path of the just is as a shining light. I want you to think, first of all, the path that he's following. The path that has been provided for him. So, when we're applying the text to ourselves tonight, we're thinking that as a Christian, as a justified man or a justified woman, the path that God provided for me is like a shining light that increases or that shines more and more until or unto the perfect day. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But there is, on the pathway that I walk, the pathway provided for me, the path that I'm following, increasing light. Hence, the subtitle of the message. I said to you, light determines right. Do you want to know if you're on the right path? Ask yourself this question. Do you see more clearly now than you did then? Are you seeing more clearly now than you did last year? Do you comprehend and understand spiritual truth more now than you did before? Are your eyes open? Are you maturing in faith? If so, you're on the right path, for the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more. It's increasing until you get to the perfect day. And I think that the symbolic picture painted by the Holy Spirit is for us to think of the sun. The sun is a shining light, and the day begins, the sun comes up, and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter until it gets to basically noonday right overhead. So the perfect day, or the complete day, or the maturity of the day, the pinnacle of the day, when the sun is shining the brightest and we have the most benefit, but it's increasing little by little all the while. So it is with our lives. So we're thinking of the path of the just from that angle. It's the path that we're following. But I also want you to think from a second angle. The pathway that we are leaving behind us. The path of the just. The path produced by us walking on the pathway of light is also as the shining light. God intended not only for you to be on a pathway that would illumine you to greater measure every day, every month, every week, every month, every year, but He also intended that your life would be a greater light day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Light proves or determines right. And right determines light. If you're doing right, you're on the path of the just, and you will receive more and more light. If you decide to walk in the path of the wicked, you're not on the right path, then you have canceled the light. So your right determines your light, and the light determines whether or not you're on the right path. It's a very simple and basic truth, but I'm trying to help you tonight to understand that God wants us to be growing Christians. Look at Psalm chapter 97 and verse 11. Psalm 97 and verse 11. I don't know that I've ever referenced this message in preaching, and I've been preaching for a long time. I want to reference it tonight in support of this truth. Psalm 97 and verse 11. Look at this simple statement at the beginning of that verse. Light is sown for the righteous. We can go back to verse 10. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. The path of the just is as a shining light. You should hate the evil. You shouldn't want to be on that path. He preserveth the soul of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. And light is sown for the righteous. You know, you understand the word sown? It's as if somebody is going out for those who live right, for those who are on the right path, and sows light. And what happens when you sow something? When you sow something, you reap something. And you usually reap what you sow. So if light is being sown for the righteous, then what are you going to reap? Light. So the path of the just or the righteous is as a shining light that shineth more and more. As long as you stay on the path and you're doing right, you are acting as a just person, or a person who's declared righteous in the eyes of God, living by faith, God is sowing light for you. And the more light He sows, the more light you reap, the more you see, the more you understand, the more you grow. That's the idea. If we decide we're not going to walk on that path, then light is not being sown. So if you're more confused today than you were the day you got saved, if you're having more difficulty understanding truth, or if you've lost sight of truths that used to bless your heart and they no longer thrill you, I'd be concerned that I've wandered from the path. I'm on the wrong path because darkness is ensuing instead of increasing light. I love that statement. You know, God provides for His own. He provides for the just. And so if you're on the right path, He sows the light. Now, we could spend a lot of time, we don't need to, if you're a Bible student at all. What's the light? What's the light of the pathway that the just man is on? I mean, how many scriptures could we come up with? Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way. I'm the way. So, what's the pathway of a just man? The way. Who is the way? Jesus. Jesus is our pathway. What did Jesus say in John chapter 8, verse 12? I am the light of the world. He's the light. He's the way. He's the path. And He is the light. Malachi refers to Jesus as the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. So, what's God doing? He's sowing light for the righteous. Who is the Sun of righteousness, the one who shines for the righteous? The Lord Jesus. He's called the Day Spring from on high in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. In Psalm 27, we read the words, the Lord is my light. In John's Gospel, chapter number 1, it says that He, the Creator, the Word that was with God in the beginning, He was the light. In Him was life, and His life was the light of men. He's the light of men. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, let me turn there. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, same principle is stated. We could offer numerous, I'm just giving you a few tonight, that tell us that if you are a just man, you're supposed to be following Christ. He determines the pathway. You're always looking to Him, and He's the light. And the more that you progress in righteousness, the more light you receive, the more of Christ you know and understand, the more Christ-like you become. For God who commanded, this is 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath what? Shined in our hearts. To do what? To give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He's shining in our hearts to give us light. Psalm 119, 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, the path of the just, by taking heed thereto according to thy word? Have you ever heard this verse before? The entrance of thy word giveth light. How do we cleanse our way? By the word. When the word comes in, what does it do? It gives us light. We're supposed to be walking in the light. And it's supposed to be getting greater and greater. And the light is our Savior. The light is He's the living Word. And the Bible is the written Word. Psalm 119, 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 36 and verse 9. Psalm 36 and verse 9. Some of these I know by heart. Some of them I don't, so we'll turn to a few of them. Psalm 36 and verse 9. For with thee, speaking of God, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. He's the light. And we're to be increasing in the light. Chapter 43 and verse 3. Psalm 43 and verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. And by the way, if they bring you to the holy hill and tabernacles, that's a figurative expression of going where God dwells or where God's seat is or where God lives. And you know what the perfect day is? It's the day when you and I arrive in heaven. Then we'll know Him even as we're known. Then there will be no need of the sun, the moon, or the stars because God is the light thereof. That's the perfect day. But the path of the just is as a shining light that increaseth or shineth more and more until that day. So many other scriptures we could go, but I'll move on. So I'm supposed to be growing in understanding, in discernment, in comprehension. I'm supposed to be seeing more clearly day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, the plan of God, the power of God, the purpose of God. That everything should be getting clearer and clearer. That's the pathway of the just. That's what God has provided for those who determine to live right or to walk right, and He calls them just. But I also need you to think about the word shining. The path of the just is as a shining light. The idea of the word shining is a bright light, a brilliant light. And at its very root, it has the idea of clarity. clearness. As a matter of fact, in one place in Scripture, in 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 4, the word is used in reference to the clear shining of the sun after the rain. So the rain comes, clears from the atmosphere, from the air, all the particles of dirt and grime and filth, and the air is clean, and the light now shines brightly, or shines more clearly, like the clear shining after the rain. So the idea inherent is purity. Purity. Light always speaks of purity. The path of the just is to be a pure path. It's to be a path, if you please, and I know in this generation we don't want to hear this word. Well, some of us do want to hear it. But even those of us who do want to hear it and still do believe in it are a bit sheepish about it, because we know some people just turn their ears off or their hearing off as soon as they hear it. The path of the just is a separated path. It's a path of separation. It's a path of purity. It's a path of cleanliness. What fellowship, Paul said to the Corinthian church, does light have with darkness? It's not a question that he's wanting an answer for. It's a rhetorical question. It has its own answer. Nothing. Light and darkness don't commune. They don't fellowship. The one dispels the other. They're separated. They're different. The path of the justice is a shining light, shining more and more. There should be an increasing level of separation in our lives. Not separation from people, separation from impurity. Again, the writer of the Proverbs, in the very first few verses there, is saying to his children, don't go into the path of the wicked. Don't even pass by that path. Turn from it and pass away. Stay separated. Don't allow yourself to be intermingling with darkness or evil behavior. Now, I don't have time again, but the New Testament makes it very plain to us, we can't go out of the world. Being separated and not having fellowship or sitting down to eat with those who are adulterers and fornicators and liars and drunkards and so forth. He said we're supposed to separate from them and have no fellowship with them. But he said not those of the world, because we cannot do that. We'd have to leave the world if we're going to follow that to the letter. But what he's saying is, if you have a brother, if you have someone who you call a brother, someone you're in close company with who does those things, don't sit down to commune with him. Don't sit down for fellowship of the Lord's table with him. There's to be a separation from evil. We can't separate from evil men or evil people, but we don't have to walk in their path. You understand? The choices we make as we go through our daily walk are choices made in the light, and our light increases. Their choices are made, they're stumbling. They're in the dark. They're stumbling. They don't know for sure where they are. They're not making progress because they can't see. They're blinded. So I'm not going to belabor that point, but I do believe it's important that we continue to stress and emphasize that. God is a God of purity. God is a God of light. In Him there is no darkness at all and no hint of sin. He is totally separate. And so we should be. That's what God wants in our lives. And it's supposed to be increasing. It's supposed to be happening more and more until the perfect day, until we get to the place of perfection, or the place that He wants us to be. Now, let me think of the second aspect. That's the pathway that God provided for us. But what about the pathway that we're supposed to leave behind us? The pathway that we're supposed to be setting as an example to our children. And the writer to the Proverbs has that in mind, because he said, listen to the instruction of your dad and of your mom. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved, in the sight of my mother, verse 3. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. The path of the just man is supposed to be like a shining light. Not just the pathway that we're following, but the pathway that we're leaving for others to follow, who would follow our example. Let me give you a couple of examples of that. Go with me to Matthew chapter 5. Let's hear the words of Jesus, and then we'll look at one major example, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, we referenced that this morning, ye are the light of the world. Now, it said in John chapter 8, I'm the light of the world. But because we are in Him, and He has lit up our lives, and we now have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God through Jesus Christ, now we are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. God wants the pathway you're taking. He provided for it to give you more and more light, more and more understanding, more and more wisdom, more and more comprehension, more and more discernment. And He wants the result to be you in your life becoming a brighter light and a brighter light and a brighter light and a light that has a greater influence in dispelling the darkness around you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Who's the example? John the Baptist. He was not that light. John chapter 1. He was not that light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. And in John 5 and verse 35, we read these words about John, who was not the light, but one sent to bear witness of the light. John chapter 5 and verse 35. I'll start in verse 33. Jesus said, you sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He was a burning and shining light. The word burning and shining are two separate words. The word burning refers to what's going on the inside. Inside of him, the lamp had been lit. And he's got light in his soul and light in his heart. He's a burning lamp. And when a lamp is burning, it's giving light outwardly. So he was a burning lamp that was shining. And John was that way. And John said, I must decrease, he must increase. In other words, he was saying the light needs to increase more and more and more. And that's the path of the just. It's like a shining light that shineth more and more to the perfect day. We're not called to be shooting stars. We're not supposed to be like a meteor. All of a sudden, brilliant flash in the sky, and then it's gone. Did you see that? Nope. Where is it? Can't find it. It's not the path of the just. Getting saved and then disappearing off the radar screen? Getting saved and having no influence, no impact? No, when we get saved, when we're justified, we're supposed to be walking on a path where we're getting increasing light and increasingly understanding and increasingly growing in the faith, and that should reflect in our life. That's the principle. Go to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. We'll be done in just a moment. Has it been 5 minutes yet? Mark chapter 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, speaking of Jesus, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. You remember this story? And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit upon his eyes. And we read in another place where Jesus spits on the ground and takes the ground, the dust of the ground, and his spittle mixes it to make clay, picks up the clay and puts it on the eyes of the man. But notice how the scripture puts it here. He spit on his eyes. Why that? Seems a bit rude. Seems a bit disgusting, really. What do you think the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us? Whatever comes out of the mouth of God is what enables a man to see. Whatever God expels from his mouth is what gives a man who is blind or is in darkness the ability to comprehend light. Aren't you glad? The entrance of thy word giveth light. So he spit on his eyes and he put his hands on him, and then he asked him if he saw aught. Do you see anything? And what did he say? He looked up, looked around, and said, I see men. They look like trees. And they're walking. In other words, he didn't see clearly yet. But he saw. His eyes were open. What came out of the mouth of the Savior gave him the ability to see, but not clearly. So what happens next? After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Why didn't Jesus just heal him like that? Perhaps because he knew that one day I would need an illustration of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. So he wanted us to know that in our walk, when he heals us and opens our eyes to see, takes away the veil that Satan put on our heart to blind us to the truth, it doesn't all happen at once. We're growing in grace. Just keep going down the path. Just keep pursuing righteousness. Just keep living by faith. And as you do, you'll find that God is sowing light. And light is sown for the righteous. And you're going to see better. You're going to see clear. You're going to learn more. It doesn't happen all at once. And one day you'll see very clearly. More clearly than you've ever seen before. And one day you will see perfectly. Remember what Jesus said in John 16 and verse 12. He said to his disciples, I have many things yet to tell you. Many things yet to show you. But you cannot bear them now. In other words, he said, you're not ready for them yet. There are many things that the Holy Spirit, when I'm gone, is going to come along and bring your remembrance, and he's going to teach you or show you the things of me. But there are things I can't show you now because you can't bear them. You're not ready for them. So he's saying it's a progressive walk. You need to walk progressively. As you keep going, you'll be able to bear them someday, but you can't bear them now. It's like a child. A child can't understand what you and I understand. You can try till you're blue in the face to explain to them why you do certain things and why certain things. They're not going to get it. They might not even get it when they're teenagers. And some of us men, we haven't got it yet. Maybe someday. But we mature, don't we? We grow, don't we? We understand. Our capacity grows. So God says, I provided for you more and more light, and you're supposed to be a greater and greater light. Well, I'm going to draw it to a conclusion. 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord. That's what this message is all about. We're supposed to be growing in grace, not standing still. Hebrews 4, he gave some pastors and evangelists and teachers, what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come in the unity of the faith unto a perfect man, in full measure, in full stature, the work of the local church, the work of the Word of God, as men follow Christ, is to help us grow and to give us greater light day by day, week by week. And then we move on from the beginning truths, from the things that started us out, until we are where God wants us to be. The contrast, of course, is in verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. Do you notice that he doesn't say it increases? Because darkness doesn't increase. If you're in darkness and you can't see, you're not going to see no matter how dark it gets. It's not getting darker. The truth is, it's going to stay dark. And if you die on the path of the wicked in darkness, it will be dark forever. Outer darkness is a description of hell. And he stumbles. He doesn't know what he's stumbling at. In the years of my ministry, both in close proximity to me and at arm's length from me, I've watched people had no explanation for what they're doing and why they keep doing it. I can't understand it. I don't get it. They don't understand it either. They cannot get out of it. They just keep stumbling, and they don't know why they're stumbling. I do know why. Because they're not walking in the light. if they would walk as a just man, if they would follow the light, if they would just submit to the light and follow the light, then God will show them how to keep from stumbling. But they keep stumbling. They keep tripping up. They can't find their footing. They can't find a way to go. Why? Because they're in darkness. Until they submit to the light, until they decide to change paths and walk the path of the just instead of the path of the wicked, the way of the world, they're never going to have an answer for the problem. I want that to you. So where are you walking tonight? Are you on the right path? Are you growing in understanding? Is God expanding your knowledge of Him and His love and His mercy and His grace and of redemption and of purity and holiness and the reasons for it and all? Are you growing? Is it the light getting brighter and brighter? Are you saying week by week or month by month or at least year by year? Oh, I see. I understand now. I get it now. That's the way God provided, because if you're living a righteous life, He's sowing light. And when you sow, you reap. And you reap more than you sow. You're not on the right path. So thence the title, Light Determines Right, and Right Determines Light. We sing a song called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and here's a verse in that song. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. I hope you're on the right path. Look, if you are going forward, if you're walking, if you are endeavoring to live right and live as a just man and walk in the path of righteousness, don't despair if you don't get it all yet. Don't despair if you've not arrived yet. You're not going to until you get to heaven. But if you keep on that path, you will grow. You will go forward. You will understand more. You will mature more. And your life should be a greater and greater reflection of light and truth to the world around you. That's the plan of God. Yeah, you'll stumble and fall. The just man falls 7 times, the Bible says. It's not limited to 7. That's just a statement. But he rises up again. And he keeps going on. So let's stay on the right path. Let's keep progressing. Let's understand what God is doing and how He's designed the Christian life to be, a growing, a progressive growing in the light. Father, help us now. Speak to us by Your Spirit. Lead us in the application of this truth, this message, this principle to our individual lives. There's so much we share in common. There's so many ways in which this message touches every one of us. But then there is a departure in our individual lives and individual attitudes and experiences. And Lord, I pray that by Your Spirit, You will give us light to see where and how we need to make application of this truth. I pray You'll encourage those who feel like, I'm never going to get it, I'm never going to arrive, I'm never going to make it. I'm going to know they will if they'll just keep going, not being weary and well-doing. Just keep walking. Just keep going forward, and it will shine brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Lord, please help them. And help us to be concerned about our testimony and influence, and whether folks are seeing us as greater lights now than they saw us last year or the year before. We have a greater impact, a bigger testimony. All of it tying together in this principle. Lord, please help us. And we'll thank You. We love You in Jesus' name.